I am Stuart, child in the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said, "By the power of podcast." Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons. By the power, another cartoon version of a movie.
And musical.
Well, yes, and this is the cartoon version of Little Shop of Horrors, the 1960s version.
Wow. Go on.
I'm sure Jamie, a chooser of this cartoon, is going to tell us more in a minute.
That stumped me.
So this is spun off from the 1960 film.
Oh, I didn't know there was a film in the 60s.
I didn't know there was a 1960s film.
There is. Not.
Are you sure?
The 1986 film.
Not Rick Moranis and
correct.
Steve
not
Martin.
The one we think of when we think of Little Shop of Horrors.
Now this is blowing my little tiny mind. Feed me more. I must know. I genuinely had no idea this was the case.
Well, we might know a few people. So 1960s American black comedy horror film. Directed by Roger Corman. Know Roger Corman?
I know he. Nope. I don't know him, but I know he had a hand in directing this one, didn't he? Or was it like an executive on the cartoon or something like that?
Yes, correct. So he did quite a bit of work with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, right.
Which makes sense. Now you're saying
that. He was mainly a producer, so produced tons of films, but isn't like responsible for a particular film as such.
Okay.
But yeah, he was around at the same time as he supported people like Coppola, Ron Howard, Martin Scorsese, etc.
Wow.
Those kinds of people, as opposed to him being a director himself. But I think he did direct a couple of bits and bobs, including Little Shop of Horrors, 1960. I don't think we've heard of anybody else. It starred Jonathan Hayes, Jackie Joseph, Mel Wells, and Dick Miller.
Jonathan?
Now I'm just looking here. So it was another musical film in 1960. Then I never knew this existed.
Yeah, so the 82 was a remake. Existed.
Yeah, I didn't know this. I did not know this.
So do we know how this differs from the one that we're all familiar with?
Well, the cartoon follows on directly from the 1960 film in terms of plot, characters, and background.
So they reference Seymour's a little boy,
that happened in the 1960s one.
Right, so Seymour's a little boy in the 1960s one as opposed to a gentleman.
I suppose, so anything that's different between, if you've watched the 1980s one recently, anything that's different between the 1980s one and the cartoon is because the cartoon is not based on the later one.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Very random, but I didn't know it existed until before this. I guess, my guess is, it was probably cheaper to reference and get the rights for a 1960s black comedy version than the 80s one.
Gives you a bit more license as well to go and deviate away slightly. And
maybe.
Because it might be as familiar with children of...
Maybe.
So is it again, this, so the 1960s one then, so...
Yes.
All of the differences, based on what you know, Stu, are they all transferred to the cartoon?
So the cartoon is true to the 1960s film.
Got it. Okay.
The cartoon isn't true to the 1980s film because it's not based on it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It does make sense. It does. So there are kids then in the 60s one. There are like Audrey, Seymour.
I don't think they're all kids.
Right.
But there is a kid in. So I don't know that it's an exact remake. So I don't think the adults from the 60s film are carried through. I think it just focuses on some of the characters from the 1960 film.
Jack Nicholson was Wilbur.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that myself.
Yeah. In the 1960s one.
In the 1960s film.
Yeah.
Well, because this makes sense because Jack Nicholson is in a lot of the cartoons.
He
cameoed. So in the episode that we've watched, the chef is Jack Nicholson. And I've been thinking the whole time. Yes, I've been thinking the whole time, why is Jack Nicholson on the... Yeah, why is he in there? But that makes perfect sense now.
I did not get a 1990s cartoon, right?
I did not get the Jack Nicholson reference as the chef. I just thought he was a really weird person.
Yeah, me too.
What was his deal? What?
Why is he killing himself in that suit?
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was a reference what I missed when he just went into
the same Kane pad. To be fair, same for a lot of this cartoon, in all fairness.
Yes.
Spoilers.
So, yes, I just thought that was interesting. And I wondered if that's why you'd chosen it, because you love the 1960s original film, Jamie.
Yes, no, it's like I say, that's blown my mind. I love the 80s film. Absolutely love it. I love the music. I love the horror genre behind it. I do want to talk about the films in a bit more detail, though, because the end, I've always been a bit unsure about the ending. I've recently found out that there's actually another ending which got changed, which I do want to talk about at some point. The original, the one, the ending that kind of got scrapped is awesome. So I do want to talk about that at some point, but big fan of Little Shop of Horrors, big fan of the characters, the kind of soft horror genre behind it. And that's the reason I picked this. I was listening to the soundtrack. I had the soundtrack on, and I had a bit of a flashback, a genuine flashback. And the music or the theme tune to the cartoon for Little Shop came in my head. And I'm like, I'm almost certain I remember this. And I put it on, and I do remember it. So I do remember the cartoon. So I was like, I've got to pick this. So that's the reason I went for this. Not the 1960s version, but that is pretty cool, and I've learned something already.
I wonder what the graphics and the quality of the special effects are in the 1960s version.
Probably better than this cartoon.
How's everybody been this week? Kane? Busy week?
Yeah, good. Good, man. Just got a new house, which is exciting. Now
is
turning into an adult.
Your own, Kane?
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Yeah, it feels like I'm turning into an adult all of a sudden.
I thought you were a homeowner before, Kane.
No, only rented.
Oh. I got it, James.
So you're more of a rent boy before?
Yeah.
Are you going to get any plants in your house, Kane?
Emily has a shitload of plants. Like, even in... So where I'm living at the moment, looking around, I think I've probably got 25 plants in this room alone.
Wow.
Now.
All due to yourself, or
no,
non
all
due to yourself?
All of Emily's. So
and
I
they're
presume,
still alive. You've kept them alive.
No, I'll be honest, about 50% of them are dead.
But they're still there.
Yeah, but they've got nice planters though, so
they're also plastic as well, James, and still died.
Yeah.
So there'll be a lot of plants, no doubt, and hopefully none will attack me or talk to me.
You'd hope so. What about you, James?
Work. Just been working.
No, you have.
The weekend.
Really, I've worked yesterday morning for a little bit. I went out yesterday afternoon, had my hair cut.
Ooh.
Shorted?
A little bit shorter.
No, long.
That's a length added to it.
I didn't know if you had it thinned out, you know.
And while I was there, they plaited it as well. But it's all come out now. It's all... I think it looked dead cool, if I say so myself.
Have you had your beard trimmed as well?
I had a little trim, just shape it up a little bit.
Nice.
Yours look shorter as well, actually. In fact, both of yours look shorter. Both Stu and Jamie, your beards are decidedly shorter, I think. Stu specifically.
Who's got the longest one?
James, easy.
I think I have now. I never used it. Yours should be Stu.
I'm in summer beard mode already, because I've been on holiday out to Gran Canaria.
Yeah. And I have got a small chin, so literally mine is actually there. It's it's deceptive. You think the chin must be around here somewhere, but no, I've got a stubby little chin.
Yeah, nice. Jamie's also keeping his beard nice and dyed. No grey in there. He's got just men beard going on.
I've made a point of never dyeing a thing on my body. I'm never going to dye. Never going to dye my beard or anything yet.
Off your skin, right?
Yeah.
I'll dye my skin.
The massive amount of dyed skin you've got.
Yeah, with the ink and the sun.
Ah.
Yeah.
I was wondering where you're going with that. I'm like, dyed his skin? What, bronzing?
I'm assuming he means tattooed.
Yeah, so
he's
got permanent
fake tan.
Yeah.
Although I might just do my eyebrows, just have one blue and yellow eyebrow. Pretty cool.
What about you, Stu? What have you been up to?
Not too much, but gardening, and I've just... back from seeing Doctor Strange 2.
Ooh.
Which was good.
No spoilers.
Just
on
good.
A scale of 1 to 10, can you give it a score?
In Marvel movies, a Marvel movie 1 to 10 score, I would give it a 7.
Okay.
That's a good score.
Yeah. So above what's
that,
middle.
What's that, Captain America Winter Soldier sort of territory?
They're not my favourites.
No.
More like, I don't know. I can't think of them all. There's too many. There's way too many thinking about it. How many Marvel films are there? 35 or something ridiculous?
Or at least.
At this point. Yeah, it's like, and this isn't spoilers, don't worry. It's like you're straight into the last 20 minutes of a film for the whole film.
Ooh, okay.
Which is either good or bad, depending on how you're feeling, I think, because there's no respite. It's pretty full on.
I'm guessing.
Is it really?
Yeah. There's very little. So what I would say is a lot of the preamble is from other Marvel movies and now TV series like WandaVision.
Right.
So a lot of the setting up what's happening stuff has already happened months and years before you went into the film. And it just hits the ground running because of that. So you're kind of straight in.
So will you have had to have seen all WandaVision, Loki, all of that stuff before?
I think you'd be wondering why everything was happening a little bit. They give some very little bits of exposition, but yeah, right. I think you'd be struggling with that. If you'd watched no Marvel stuff ever, I think you'd be fine.
Okay.
But if you'd watched earlier Marvel stuff or some Marvel stuff, you might wonder why certain things are happening and certain people are the way they are.
Interesting.
Kind of thing. But yeah, good, worth a watch. And Corey loved it. He thought it was good.
Is it a cinema watch or is it, can you watch it at home?
Cinema watch, definitely. Yeah. I like the first Doctor Strange, I think. Yeah. Loads of good, cool magic effects.
Inception sort of style, is it? Yeah. All that kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you caught up on Moon Knight yet, Stu?
I have caught up on Moon Knight.
Okay. So that's all of us up to speed on Moon Knight?
Yeah. Moon Knight spoilers coming up because we have all seen that. So just in case you don't want to see that, fast forward a minute maybe of the podcast. It's good, wasn't it? And now on to Moon Knight 90s cartoon.
Ooh.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
I'm surprised we didn't say that. We know when we did that episode where we were discussing what cartoons with like superhero cartoons, what have not been done. Yeah, the Moon Knight one would be good.
I thought the last
episode was the worst episode out of all six, though.
Did you really?
Yeah. I enjoyed it, but I kind of felt cheated on the action as well. But I wanted a bit more.
I thought you'd love that.
Yeah, I wanted a bit more action. A bit. I don't know. Mm.
Yeah, it wasn't like a finale. It wasn't like a. Yeah, there was. They didn't feel any jeopardy in it.
Yeah.
Almost, it was like they'll have him.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I loved it. Really enjoyed it. I thought, is it Isaac Oscar or Oscar Isaac? Which one is it? Isaac.
What's that?
Oscar Isaac.
Oscar Isaac. I thought he was like sensational in it as well, but
both of them.
It was the final one was my favorite out of all the episodes.
Really? What did you like about it most, Jamie?
I like the battle on the ground and battle on the gods at the same time. It was great.
That was cool.
And
that was Power Ranger esque, wasn't it?
It was very it was the one. Because Bear's seen all the artwork for it and he knows I like it and stuff like that. And he keeps asking about it. Obviously, I haven't been able to show it him. He would not have liked it. But the fight scenes on the last episode, we could watch that together. So that's probably, I'm a little bit biased based on that. But I really enjoyed that last one.
Makes sense. Yeah, I thought it was well done. I thought it was very well done. I don't think it's in my top three favourite Marvel TV series, mind.
No.
What is your top three?
Loki.
Yeah.
Don't finish that.
WandaVision, surely.
WandaVision.
Yeah, I thought WandaVision was great. Mm-hmm. The pacing of WandaVision was awesome as well.
Yeah.
I thought Winter Soldier and Falcon was. Falcon and Winter Soldier was very well done. It was less Marvel-y, but more kind of like Mission Impossible-y.
I preferred Hawkeye. But I thought it was good. The two sort of like.
I did like Hawkeye as well. I liked. That one.
See, I thought Hawkeye was going to be shit, but I really enjoyed Hawkeye.
It was good.
Because it like kind of played on how shit a character he was or is. And I thought that was good.
Can we include the Daredevil and Punisher in this? A series? No.
Now they've been included in
that's
the
what
canon.
I mean. That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean. And they're on Disney Plus now, I believe, as well.
Are they?
Mm. They are, yeah. If we can include them, then...
Series 1 Daredevil top.
It comes 100%. Out of my top three. And Jessica Jones, which is fucking loads better than Daredevil.
Season one was good.
Season one. Yeah. Fucking with the Purple Man is unbelievable. Bit of David Tennant. Good. Anyway, we should probably talk briefly about this week's cartoon. But before we even can get to that, we've got to have this week's Would I Lie to You?
We do.
Which brought to us by Jamie Chambers.
Yes, scores on the doors. Me and James, Jamie and James are both on 2 each. Kane is on 3 and Stu is on 5 points. Okay.
And has watched both the 1960s original, the 1980s film, and the off-Broadway 1983 production, as well as the West End 1985 production of Little Shop of Horrors. And around 14 years ago, watched the Belper local Amdram version of Little Shop of Horrors.
He's going for the win. He's done his research. Beware him.
And has watched one episode of the cartoon version of Little Shop of Horrors.
Only the ones, too.
Yeah. And already knows Stephen Jack Nicholson's the voice of some of the characters.
Number one. Steve Martin, who plays Orin Chivello, who is the dentist in Little Shop of Horrors, had 3 teeth knocked out when he was recording the song Dentist. Number two.
Ironic, isn't
the
it?
The biggest version of the plant, Audrey 2, required 60 puppeteers. Would you like me to read those again?
Yes, please. Okay.
Number one, Steve Martin, who played Orin Chivello, the dentist, in the 80s film, I might add, had 3 teeth knocked out. In the 80s, 80s film, had 3 teeth knocked out when he was recording the song, I'll Be a Dentist. Number two, the biggest version of the plant, Audrey 2, required 60 tears. Which one is true? Which one is a lie? And I can't remember what order we're doing this
I
in.
Think it's me.
It's Kane. Okay. I'm last this time.
Did I get my point for last week, by the way?
Special.
So we didn't include it?
No.
Twats.
Fucking brilliant.
I'm going to go for the puppeteer as the truth, so the Steve Martin is the lie.
So you're going for the lie is Steve Martin. Okay. Yeah.
You think it was 60 puppeteers?
Yeah.
I can't remember who's next.
Could have been more puppeteers.
James.
Ooh. Kane, are you locking it in? I don't want to move on before Kane's happy.
No, I'll stick with what I've got, but that sounds like a fact, what, like the numbers could change where you go. In fact, it was blah, blah, blah.
In fact, 3 orders controlled by 1,700 people.
And Steve Martin was one of them.
Steve Martin played the left tooth of Audrey 2. Is that right, James?
So you're sticking, Kane? I'm sticking. The lie is...
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, okay. Yeah. Stu?
I'm going for the lie 60 puppeteers to do Audrey 2. Audrey 1 was just 6 puppeteers.
Okay, so which one's the lie then for you? Which
Audrey 2 needing 60 puppeteers.
Okay, so you've gone the opposite than Kane.
Correct.
Got it, okay. James, are you siding with Kane or siding with Stu?
I'm siding with Stu on this one. I think 60 puppeteers, getting 60 people, that's a lot of people, under a stage, round a stage, however it's going to be, 60, a lot of people in one smallish space. Yeah, I can't see it happening. I could be wrong, but...
I will say, on Corridor Crew recently, did anybody hear those guys on YouTube?
No.
Do special effects.
No.
They recently showed how they made Audrey to work.
Oh, did they have 60 people around it?
Was there 60 of them?
How they had to play all her scenes in high speed to make her movement look natural because the puppeteers couldn't move her fast enough because of the size of it.
Wow.
So Rick Moranis had to do all his scenes by moving slower than normal and speaking slower than normal, so that when they fast forwarded it, he still looked like he was moving at normal
skills
speed, and then redubbed it, obviously.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So I'm going for the, yeah, I'm going same as Stu. I think the 60 puppeteers is the lie.
Okay. All locked in. The lie. Steve Martin had three teeth knocked out when he was recording the song Dentist. Oh, true fact.
Yes.
Is the 60 tears here.
No. That's incredible.
Fucking hell.
60 I can imagine 60 to me. I was very confident
because I watched them moving the leaves around and doing the mouth movements with like.
And you didn't see 60 people. Well,
but I could not probably see 60 people.
You've got to remember that they're probably counting like technicians in that as well. They'd be doing it off camera.
Well, you said still puppeteers though. So
yeah, but that's still counting. Puppeteering is moving the animatronics. Puppet. You don't have to be doing it with.
Oh no, you do that. I wouldn't cast them as a technician. I thought you meant somebody like doing the lighting on set and stuff.
Oh no. They're actually controlling Audrey too.
James.
Well played, Kane.
James on Wikipedia.
I'm still not, but now I'm eating crisps.
Just 60 people in one small space must be awful.
Yeah, but remember,
it doesn't have to because, okay, so if you've seen the film, remember the tentacles are going all over. Yeah. So we have people. And then they've got individual buds on them, individually operating. Then there'll be, there's so much happening, especially when you get towards the end of the
film. There's still going to be a lot of people in a short space of, space, though.
Like, yeah, totally, yeah.
On a hot set as well, when you've got some fat ass in your face. I'm sweaty. Oh.
I don't think I've got this vision of Kane thinking they've got literally six people inside Audrey. operating all literally crammed in this space like clowns getting into a car.
No, I understand that they've got like things to do the leaves and stuff.
One of them just played a leaf.
Yeah.
Like there were 17 of them who were just like this. Yeah. Just do a little wobble. I think, wasn't it made by the Muppets?
Was it? Henson thing, was it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I believe so.
Well, before we get into the cartoon, I know we're kind of talking about the, and well done, Kane, about the film anyway. Stu's obviously seen it. James Caine, 80s film. Seen it, yes or no?
I've seen the 80s film and at school they did the production of this 2 years ago as well.
Which was very good. You've got a load of also, well.
Yeah, they've also done a, there's an album, because the school's got their own recording studio and they've done the album of
Little Shop. It sounds like inside knowledge to me. Caine knew there were 60 people there because it took 60 students to move this. I watched the original film way back when. Never a fan of it, if I'm truthful.
What?
It's awesome, never a James.
Fan. Never a fan. I like Rick Moranis, but I like Rick Moranis. Never a fan of the film.
Everybody likes Rick Moranis.
The ending is what I blew my mind. Because I never was a fan of the ending. So if you can remember at the end of it, Audrey 2 gets killed, and then you've got Seymour and Audrey go to live in a house, live happily ever after. And then he kind of zooms in on the garden. They've got this flower that kind of moves its mouth and it ends at that point. I never liked the ending because it just didn't fit. It didn't fit with the rest of the film. It's all about bad choices and catastrophe. And it just, that happy ending never worked. And I recently found out that was changed at the last minute. So they had a completely different ending for the film, showed it to the audiences, and the audience hated it because they wanted a happy ending. Now, if you go onto YouTube, you can watch the original ending, and it is fucking perfect. It is perfect. At the ending, Seymour eats everybody. He has to do, Audrey 2 eats everybody. Finally eats Seymour as well after a bit of a bust up with him. Goes on to the three singers, who starts singing and telling you what happened from that point on. And all the plants, all the Audrey 2s get sold across the world. And then it shows you him basically causing chaos in everybody's houses. Gobbling and it speeds up time. Yeah, and then it goes on the army and you've got bigger versions of Seymour in the streets. And then it goes full on Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
No.
And dude, honestly, the visuals in this are fantastic. You've got building-size Audreys walking through the cities, flipping cars, bashing through buildings, helicopters there, they're climbing the Statue of Liberty. It is perfect. It's full on end of the world at the end of it. And for me, that ending is perfect with that film. Watch it on YouTube, and I guarantee you will watch it and say, that should have been the ending all along. It is visually, it's phenomenal. all animatronics, no CGI. It is perfect.
Wow.
Watch it after this. Trust me, watch it after this.
They should have. Will you put that link on Twitter as well, Jamie?
I'll put it. Yeah, I absolutely will do. Absolutely. Okay. It's honestly, it's you'll watch it and you'll be like, it's a waste. They've filmed it and it's perfect. The whole film is about bad choice. It's about Seymour's been selfish the whole way through it. And at the end of it, for everything to fuck up is a perfect ending. So yeah, I'll put it on after we finish podcast and I'll also put it on Twitter as well. But yeah, get that watched. It's brilliant.
How long is it?
I think it's
quite long, isn't it?
About 14 minutes.
Yeah.
But about 7 or 8 minutes is Seymour and Audrey kind of having a bit of a sing song between them and having a bit of a battle. So a big chunk of it is that. But when Audrey 2 eats Audrey 1, originally the song Going Somewhere Green, which was sung by Audrey, was in reference to when she'd been eaten. Going Somewhere Green is going inside and being eaten by and Audrey 2. So yeah, 8 minutes or so for the sing song, but the catastrophe bit is probably another 7 or 8 minutes on top of that. Perfect.
Wow.
So let's do it. Cartoon. Walk Like a Nerd is the one that we watched, which was episode 11. I simply had a look through the synopsis for each one. I picked the one that looked a little bit batshit crazy. And that's the only reason why I picked this one. So, James, over to you. Thoughts and feelings on Walk Like a Nerd, episode 11, Littlest Shop.
I hated it. I'm going straight out the bat. I really hated this cartoon. I watched it with my little girl, and 5 minutes into it, she's like, "Daddy, what is this?" I'm like, "We've got to stick with it, darling. We've got to watch it." She's like, "This is awful. Just the songs are bad. The drawing's bad. Will the plant eat the little boy?" Oh, no. Oh. She was gutted that the plant wasn't going to eat the little boy. She wanted it to end, and so did I. I didn't like anything about this. I really didn't. Like I say, didn't like the animation style. Didn't like the voice acting. I thought the songs were awful. But the storyline was a bit naff. I didn't get a Jack Nicholson reference, as I said earlier. I just thought he was some really weird man in the kitchen trying to off himself. Which I was with him. I was like, yeah, I can see why you're doing this. Anything to get out of this cartoon? Yeah, I really did not like it at all. I can't say more than that. Score wise, it's a God.
Six.
it's a two. It's a two. Ooh. I would watch Penny Crayon over this cartoon. Yeah, it's a two.
James, that is. You hate Penny Crayon.
I know.
So to say that is absolutely shitting on this cartoon.
I know. And I'm sorry to the people that made it, but it just didn't land for me. The jokes didn't land. Nothing landed at all. It was just, no. Did not like it at all.
I don't think James liked it.
Man.
There's got to be, James, you gave it a two. There's got to be something you liked about this.
It was in colour. And the story was original. It was pretty
apart
much
from it's
all
a remake of 5 earlier versions.
No, but the story about him, you know, wanting to have legs, but, you know, cheating at the school race and all that sort of stuff. Whereas nowadays, that plant could just identify as a man and compete normally, but
yes. Point. What's your pronoun? Days. Audrey 2, what's your pronoun?
Plant.
Good point. It.
Also as well, is obviously we know the plant is Audrey 2, but in this they refer to it as Junior. So just not to confuse people, if they are going to watch it, it's referred to as Junior. Whatever. Stu, do you share James's thoughts on this, or were you a fan?
I do not share James's thoughts on this.
Ooh.
I love it. It's a quirky little random bit of fun. I think I partly like it a lot more because I like the style of music. I like a bit of doo-wop in the 1950s style.
Doo-wop. Yeah.
I thought the songs were good. I like the fact it's always got songs every episode. I think the animation was good, if not very cheap. But they went with that style because they didn't have any money, and I'm good with that. I thought it was pretty funny. I liked the little snide comments to camera. I felt like kids wouldn't get much of it. Like the like life can be, it's almost a little bit Charlie Brown Peanuts in terms of you like get the little kid talking about adult themed moments in life kind of stuff and coming to realization that things don't always work out. Yeah, I liked it. It's strong 7 for me.
Whoa.
I don't think it's amazing. But I think it's good. I think it's really nicely done.
Jesus.
Could have been 5-6 minutes shorter, to be fair.
Cool. I mean, you mentioned there about the animation where James said he hated it. Is it because it is simple animation? Do you like that for this, Stu? Because I thought that split people.
I just think it's got its own character. It doesn't look like everything else, and I've not really got an issue with that. Could they have spent more money on it? It's a little bit like, you know, if they spent more money on it, I think you'd probably have ended up with like a Rude Dog and the Dweeb style.
Yeah.
Because they've gone with a really bright colour palette, which I'm good with. It's a bit different. They've gone for almost... A Rude Dog and the Dweebs, or I'm trying to think what else it's a bit like. What's the Disney one with the smart kids? Oh, and their sister's always trying to find out what they've done.
Rugrats. Not Rugrats.
No,
Dexter's Lab? No.
No. Well, they've got weird heads. One of them's got a weird head, like a pointy head. The bad guy's Dr. Doofenshmirtz. Oh, come on,
Phineas
Brain.
And Ferb?
Phineas and Ferb, thank you, yeah. A little bit of Phineas and Ferb in the character designs. Yeah, I really liked it. I think it's a solid cartoon. I would never have watched it. I quite enjoyed it.
Did you watch this back in the days, Stu, this one? 91,
no.
Wasn't
no
it?
No,
so
it
you
existed.
Didn't.
No, it's a bit late for me.
Mm. Did you watch it, James? I'm back, circling
no,
back to you.
No, definitely not. I say I was never a big fan of the film, so that the cartoon wouldn't have appealed to me. And if I had watched it, I'd have turned it off straight away.
I honestly thought you would have liked the film, James.
It doesn't like Rocky Horror Picture either.
No, I don't.
To be fair, I don't like that.
There's not many musicals I do actually like. I'm
Grease?
Not a musical fan. Grease is one of the ones I do like.
Yeah, I need like that.
Yeah.
Don't know why Kane's giving like a laugh there. Like that. It's not like Grease is a porno or anything.
No, it was your...
James is like that one, a filthy animal.
Dirty bastard.
It was your smug smile and wink at the camera after you said Grease and Beth said yes. Almost like you caught him out.
Yeah. He's the only film musical movie he prefers to Grease is Grease 2.
I have watched Grease 2. No, well, yeah, it wasn't as good. Wasn't as good.
What is your favourite musical, James?
Greatest Showman by a long way.
Fucking hell, that's wank.
I love Greatest Showman.
Ugh.
Love it.
I've never seen it, and I refuse to.
I'm more a fan of horror musicals. Or
as a non-musical fan, I was really surprised by it, because I was going in there not wanting to watch it and
was
not wanting
of the
to
singing?
Enjoy it. But just the whole idea, just like, don't get musicals, I don't get the burst into spontaneous song bollocks.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of musicals.
It works, it's Greatest Showman works really well for me. I thought it was really, really good.
There's not many I like, to be fair.
Kane, what is scoring?
So I've got two notes written down, and normally I have at least a paragraph of stuff. One says, why did the cook go into the pot, like the pan? Mm-hmm. And the other one is shit and underlined.
how many underlines, Kane?
Yeah,
is it just the one or two underlines?
It's actually a box around the word shit.
Ooh, yeah. A full box.
So I watched it a week ago, and I just couldn't concentrate, and I wasn't into it. And I thought, oh, that might be a me type of thing. That I tried to watch it today, and within 30 seconds, I was back on my phone. It was the worst 20 minutes I've spent watching a cartoon since doing By the Power. Like animation, I can take up, like give or take. I didn't love it, but I won't say I hated it, but I thought the story was pretty bad. The jokes didn't hit for me. The voice acting was okay. The music I didn't like. I thought, yeah, there was nothing about it really what I enjoyed. It just felt like an awfully long 20 minutes. And at least the other cartoons, which I've ranked low, they've been quite short, so you don't feel like you've wasted your life. And I've been hungover to shit today, so I've not done anything else. So, and this was terrible. The only positive I've got is that Levy did the soundtrack.
That's it.
Like,
also, since they got a mention, they're also credited on Doctor Strange 2.
Are they?
Yeah.
Really?
in the music section.
Oh, that's cool. Did they didn't enjoy it at all.
Cool.
Two.
Whew.
Right.
Well,
Mr. Chambers.
I enjoyed it.
Ooh. Oh, I got a split.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I wasn't pissed by a long way by. I enjoyed it. I can remember this. And like I say, I struggled to start with the animation and color and stuff like that. But I kind of got into it. And look, they had a tough job with this. And I didn't realize, like Stu said, it was based on the 60s film. But still, for a lot of people, this would have been following from the 80s film based on the years. So a lot of people wouldn't have realized that. And I think they had a tough job to follow an 80s non-PG film about a carnivorous alien plant and translate to that to a film. And I think they actually did a decent job in doing that. Like Stu said about the shoo-waddy-waddy bits, I really like them, the shoopy-shoop bits. I think they work really well. I thought the jokes were great. I mean, at the start when Seymour is talking to Audrey in the train and he said, oh, last time I came to the zoo, it was better, there was more animals, and then Audrey Tudor licks his lips. I thought it was cool. I had little jokes like that I was okay with. I actually thought the story was great. You've got a plant that is jealous that he didn't have legs.
You even got a song about it.
Yeah, which I thought was all right. I genuinely thought this.
This is the plant that walks off at the end of it using his hands.
Yeah, he can do that. Yeah, he can do that. Yeah. Well, I don't. What's your point, James?
Well, he's got. He can. His leaves.
James's point is, James, if he didn't have feet, but he could walk around on his hands.
Leaves
and
extend
his hands
under
hands
the ground.
Yeah,
his leaves extend under the ground. He can wrap his kid up in blue thingy. He can't put himself a couple of roots down for legs and walk.
No, gotta have his pot.
He seems to have done all this before in the cartoon adventure.
Yeah, can't move without his. Can't move without Bones' feet.
Yeah, he goes away. Then he creates some absolute bizarre shit contraption. And ends up joining himself with Seymour, and it's about.
I think
the,
it was always the plan
that
he'd get sucked in it himself, Jamie.
Whether Audrey too got sucked in the machine, based on his facial expression, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, but truly, how else would the machine have worked?
But more importantly, what kind of fucking magazine would give you the blueprints for doing this?
That is true. Fair point. I'll give you that.
Yeah, just saying. So, yeah, I like it about the interaction between the two and how actually it become quite symbiotic in a weird way about how they work together. Look, I liked it. The songs in there weren't perfect, but again, it's based on a musical, so you had to have the songs in there. I watched it twice and I enjoyed it. I watched it on the train today coming back. Probably looked like a crazy person watching this, but all in all, I thought it was great. I'm also giving this a 7. I did nice. Enjoy it. And I have watched episode 1 since then as well. And I did think, because I watched episode 1 and it's all about Audrey 2 being created from a really, really old seed, not an alien. So I did think that was a bit weird. But again, with Stu saying it's based on a 60s version, I imagine that's the backstory for the 60s film. So it does answer a lot of questions for me. All in all, I enjoyed it, yeah. A 7 from me as well. So 7 from me, 7 from Stu. James and Kane, 2 each. Weird, right?
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
Mm.
Do you reckon, I was trying to think when I was listening to it, because Junior / Seymour / Audrey 2 has his own musical style and tends to be more rap.
Bit
focused,
Fresh Prince, isn't it?
Right?
Bit Fresh Princey.
Mm. You think Junior is the first or one of the few black cartoon leads? Because I couldn't think of any others. I was sitting there thinking, can I think of any other black...
I would say he was green, if you ask me.
Black-voiced lead character.
Oh, this is a very good point.
I couldn't think of many.
So before it, so this was 91, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So cartoons before that.
Or even around then, I just can't think of many.
Mm. Mr. T, the cartoon? Or A-Team, the cartoon? Was that before then?
I would imagine so. I don't think it would have been 90s, would it? Was that voiced by the original actors?
Good point. I have no idea. I'm going to guess yes, but I have no idea.
Surely not. I don't think Benedict Cumberbatch, or whatever his name was doing a... What's his name? Not Benedict Cumberbatch. What's what I mean?
Oh, you've Benedict. Oh God.
Dirk Benedict. His name?
Dirk Benedict.
Dirk Benedict. Thank you. Dirk Benedict Cumberbatch. I've never seen the A-Team cartoon, I don't think.
Me neither.
Is there an A-Team cartoon?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, definitely.
There was there? There?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there?
Maybe not. I think there was.
Was there? I don't remember that.
Mr. T and the A-Team. I think it was called something like Mr. T and the A-Team.
There was a Mr. Yeah. T cartoon, definitely.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
But he played... Right? No, though, I don't think he was playing...
He played Mr. T, not B.A. Baracus.
Yeah.
Ah.
Remember, Mr. T's not in the A-Team.
He's not.
But Jamie's face. Mr. T's the actor, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mr. T's in the A-Team in my head. I'm sticking, I'm committed.
It's B.A. in the A-Team. So there was definitely a Mr. T cartoon, I remember that. But I think... I can't remember an A-Team cartoon. Tell us on Twitter if we're wrong.
Yeah.
But I cannot remember that. The only thing I remember about the Mr. T cartoon is he had the Mohican, didn't he?
Of course.
But his dog had a Mohican as well. And I don't mean like the dog had like its dog hair made into Mohican. It had like a full-on Mr. T Mohican on.
Brilliant.
For no apparent reason.
Brilliant. Did it have chains on? Did the dog have chains around its neck?
I don't know, actually. It should have done, shouldn't it? Missed chance it didn't.
You'd have to knock it out with tranquilizing his dog food to get it on a plane.
I think so, yeah. No, that's BA.
BA, you're
not Mr. T.
Mr. T.
Mr. T travels on planes all the time. Not the same thing, Joe. Just a good question. I don't think we've really covered this on the podcast before. Does Jamie realize that when people are in films, they're pretending to be somebody else frequently? Jamie, let's hear your thoughts on that. Did you know that?
I haven't got space in my little tiny mind to comprehend that.
Like, you know Daniel Radcliffe?
Yes. You mean Harry Potter?
He's not Harry Potter.
He can't
ride around on a broomstick.
I think you're referring to Weird Al Yankovic right there.
I'm looking forward to watching that.
It looks weird, right? No pun intended. It looks really weird.
No pun intended. Looks weird, that Weird Al Yankovic film. It does look weird, but that should be good, I guess.
It should be, yeah.
So this is proper middle of the range then, really, isn't it, in our scoring?
18.
Yeah.
18 out of 40, it gets. I love a cartoon that really divides us. And this really has divided us right down the middle.
I think we should split up and do two separate podcasts from now on.
Yeah, me and Kane will knock nail it.
You and Kane will knock one off.
Yeah.
How long did it take to knock one off?
Knock one off with Bez and Kane.
Is that what you going to call it?
Yeah. Spin off show, I like it.
Awesome.
I want to see a bonus episode next week.
Can we hear very soon, please, the theme tune?
To knock one off.
The little Haim Saban and Levy style knocking one off with Kane and James theme tune. I'm looking forward to that already. What's ours going to be called, Jamie?
Yours will just be you two arguing for the full hour. Like that.
The whole reason our podcast exists is because we both agree on something.
About what the podcast's going to be about.
It's about things me and Jamie agree on.
You know what? No, you know what it should be, Stu?
So just this.
No, it should be about us agreeing on stuff.
No, it should be. The fact we're not agreeing on this.
No, we
are.
We should be, though.
We should do a podcast where we have to watch an anime and your job is to convince me that it's a good thing.
Well, interestingly enough, this cartoon is rated a 7. It's animated in Korea.
This isn't fucking anime.
So technically...
fucking way.
So technically...
fucking way.
Have we got a... Because we're already... We're way, way into the episode. Have we got a Would You Rather?
Let's see. Would you rather share your body with one of the members of the Power Squad or only ever eat plants and have leaves for legs?
Fucking hell.
I'll say them again. Would you rather share your body with one of us, one of the members of the Power Squad, or only ever eat plants and have leaves for legs? Okay. Oh, yeah.
Can we get a bit more on the logistics of sharing the body?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Ask your questions.
Are we talking Moon Knight sharing body? Like, yeah. Same personalities in one body? We're talking.
Does
like,
that mean the other person no longer exists and they can join twins? In my body?
What's it going to be very, very similar to Seymour and Audrey in the cartoon?
Like a conjoined twins type thing.
Very much so, yeah.
Okay.
And if you can ask the follow-up question, which one of us is it going to be? You don't know. It's randomized. It's the same one, so you're not going to swap around, but it's going to be a rolling a dice. One or two would be James, whatever.
Three and what was option two again? Only eat plants. I'd phase that, but go on.
Only ever eat plants, and also your legs are gone and replaced by leaves.
Are the leaves like, can you walk on the leaves? Are they like strong leaves?
They are, no, seems they are like just, yeah. No, they're not that strong. They're just leaves.
So you'd be in a wheelchair?
Well, you don't have to be, but you've got that choice.
Oh, I just can't move. You can drag yourself around, Kane. Come on. Only eat plants. Oh, God. Audrey doesn't eat plants.
Could I choose what leaves they are?
Well, you will.
Ooh. You got preference too?
Yeah.
Plants, choose what... Oh, you mean for the legs? Yeah, you can choose what leaves they are, yeah. Correct.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I suppose you wouldn't want it to be nettles, would you?
That'd be annoying, wouldn't it? Especially right next to your balls.
Oh. Do you have to keep the plants as legs, or can you, like, trim them, like, cut them off?
Well, you can do what you do. If you wanted to take a chainsaw to your legs right now, you could, and it's the same with the leaves. You could rip them off if you wanted to, but there
could take a chainsaw to your legs if you wanted.
It could do right. It could. Nothing stopping you doing it.
Well,
the amount of blood you lose.
I still say it's an easy one.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going for the plants for legs.
What?
I might end up sharing my body with James. James's body with him.
Won't be the first time.
That's why I know I don't want to do it again.
True.
Knocking one out with James and Stu.
You wouldn't be able to get away from it, would you? Can you imagine?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I think I'm going plants for legs as well. And I'll just be in a wheelchair and, not feed the plants so they don't grow.
You could go on a surfboard if you wanted.
Surfboard?
Yeah.
Like a skateboard?
No, surfboard.
How would you get around on the surfboard?
Well, you wouldn't, but you could just go on one. You still sit on a couch sometimes, right? That doesn't go anywhere.
Jane, you could go on a tin of Heinz baked beans if you wanted to.
Would that fit? Would that be comfy?
Maybe like several of them.
Yeah. Beanbag. I think I'd go for beanbag.
Beanbag.
Do you, if you cut your legs off, do they grow back? Is it just a once and it's gone?
I'm interested to know where. But yes or no would give you the answer. Look, I don't know if this will change your thought process at all, but. Yeah, I think you grow back if you want to cut them off, James.
Okay.
Because like in autumn, they're going to go brown and fall off, aren't they?
I'm thinking there's some leaves that you perhaps might want to cut off, smoke, and then grow back again.
Oh, good shout. Yeah, good. And of course, we're going for...
Tobacco.
Opium.
Tobacco. Opium.
Don't use a leaf, Kate. Don't use a leaf.
Or would you go for saffron?
Ooh, some money.
You get a lot of money. Yeah, you get a lot of money in saffron, right?
It's not the leaf from saffron, though, is it? It's the
fibres, isn't it?
I think it's the fibres.
Yeah, they pull them out on the... Apparently, it's really, really laboursome, I think, to...
That's why it's so expensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Who's not Jamie? What are you going for?
I don't think we've done everybody yet. So, Kane, what are you picking?
I've gone the leaves for legs.
Leaves for legs. Stu, which one are you going for?
Leaves for legs.
James?
Buckle up, boys. I'm sharing a body.
Hold on. Me and Kane aren't in this, are we? Because we voted for the legs.
You can still be in it.
Well, no, because then we might end up... So then I'm changing my mind, because then I might end up with Lise for legs and James in my body.
Exactly.
You can't double penalise.
Total package.
Two separate universes. Answer to the two separate universes.
Okay, fair enough.
Imagine just waking up, then you're like, oh, fucking hell, I've got beds stuck to me. I've had nothing to say.
The leaves for legs thing doesn't bother me at all. It's the eating plants the rest of my life. No, not a chance.
You could just eat fries all the time. I'd manage if I could only eat fries.
No.
I could manage. Would you rather only eat plants, James, or never eat anything fried in any sort of oil?
I could
including
live
like oven cooked fried food or shallow
fried.
No
though,
frying
it?
Anything, but no oil based heating of food.
Shit. I could.
No crisps, no chips.
No, I could still get away with that.
Fair enough.
We grew a lot of the like bacon. I always grill bacon. I don't fry it at all. I don't put oil in my pan when I do black spaghetti bolognese or anything. Just use the non-stick pan. So I can live with that. I can get around it.
Follow-up question, James. If you could choose then, who are you sharing your body with out of the three of us? Who are you picking?
All three of you. I'm going for all three.
Go choose one.
Three. I don't know. I don't want to make anyone feel left out, to be honest.
I'm good.
I know you're all gagging for it. You're all looking for the top prize, and I don't want anyone to be left out.
Yeah, you can pick Stu. It's all right.
I couldn't pick it. It'd be like a Sophie's Choice type thing. I just couldn't do it.
What are you going for, Jamie?
You biologically, we're very similar, so it makes sense to...
Oh, I meant between the plants or the body.
Straight in there. I choose you, Kane. Yeah. I choose you. Even though the whole point of his thing was he can't choose who.
Yeah.
Out of the two, I'm going for the eating plants and leaves for legs. I think sharing your body with somebody would be an absolute frigging nightmare.
It would.
I think it'd be a logistical and psychological pain in the absolute bottom for many, many reasons. And as much as it pains me to say so...
They're growing out your ass. I didn't know they were coming out your bum.
I don't know how it worked. Like, don't know how it's that part's working.
Where did they come out of in the cartoon?
I think it was like... at one point, it zooms in and he's in his tummy, isn't it?
Yeah, and then the roots come out of his shorts.
But I think they're coming from his tummy and down his shorts.
Well, yeah, but where they're coming out of?
At his arsehole.
I think it's inside his tummy.
It's got to be out of the arsehole dick, hasn't it?
That's...
Oh, dick.
But it's got to be Ken. It's not a process of elimination.
Yeah. It could be very much like Venom symbiote-esque where it can just move body. Maybe. I don't know.
More like tentacle porn. More anime love from Jamie.
Tuck around.
Sorry, James?
It could be like a tuck around. It could be like wrap around his waist and out his...
We saw Junior in his tummy.
Mm. Yeah.
Inside. So the vines to get from tummy to outside.
True.
There's not many options.
Because plants. I as much as it pains me to say so, plants, I'll only ever eat plants and have at least four legs. Yeah. I know, James, I know. But plants, I tell you what, there's certain situations in my life where I very much do not want you showing your faces up. In front of me, so
you say that you never tried it. Don't knock it till you tried it.
If I could only eat plants every day I woke up, I'd be saying thank God for potatoes. The only interesting one at that point.
There was a follow up to this as well. By plants, I mean only like a garden plant. I know what you're going to say, that you need the nutrients and stuff, so you could have like the nutrients separate, but you couldn't have a potato. It'd have to be like a dandelion. And
so not a vegetable, you mean a flower?
Yeah, I mean actual flower plants. Yeah, that was a follow-up that I had to it, yeah.
So it has to be a flower. Can it be a green, like a green plant, though?
Yeah, you could have a green plant, yeah.
All right.
I'd be all right with that.
It didn't change anything for me. Yeah, it didn't change anything.
Bit shitter, but I'd still go with it.
Yeah, me too.
I'd
probably just have like a lot of kale or spinach and stuff like that.
Makes sense. I mean, you wouldn't have much choice, would you, to be fair?
Yeah, that's it. Or a dandelion.
Yeah, dandelion wine's all right, isn't it?
I've never had it.
Hmm. I've never tried it. Is that a, mind you, see dandelion and burdock, don't they? So I suppose.
Yeah, I think it's made of the root, isn't it?
What's burdock?
I'm not a dandelion specialist.
I think Burdock is a root, isn't it?
Burdock is, well, you use the root, I think, in it. Yeah, Burdock's a plant that you see all the time, but never realise what it is until you realise and you see it all the time.
They were. Look
out. Massive big leaves. Isn't it another member of the A-Team, Burdock?
Hey! That's actually the best joke ever. 56 minutes in, season 3, episode 11, Jamie's best ever joke just occurred.
Thank you. I'll take it. Progression.
That's good. You got any other vegetable-related A-Team members you want to tell us about?
No.
Well, give me a chance.
Stella.
I'm sure you guys can come up with some.
No.
No.
I was trying.
Hannibal. It's got to be something. Hannibal, right?
Not ham. Hammerball doesn't work.
Hammerball, yeah.
That's me, isn't it? What's Space's name in A-Team?
Templeton Peck. Space.
Thank you, Templeton Peck. What's the girl's name in A-Team?
It's going to go through all the characters.
There was two. There was, I think, Amy.
Rings a bell.
And there was another one later on. Can't think of a name.
Was it Rose?
No.
Rose would be quite nice for this.
Sorry.
Was it Shelley?
Yes, it was Rose.
Or Lily. Was it Lily?
No.
I think there are lots of girls' names that are flowers. I'm not sure that's... This we've gone from Jamie's best ever joke to Jamie listing
painful. Just
Jamie listing flowers that women have been named after in history, and somehow hasn't mentioned Rose.
Never get cocky and follow up on a follow up question with me, because that's when I fucking struggle.
We should have just ended the podcast, shouldn't we? There,
yeah. Absolutely.
That's Jamie's best ever joke. You've waited until season 3, episode 11, 56 minutes in. And that's it. It's the end of this podcast. We'll never record again.
But then, like 58 minutes in, the worst segment in By the Power history.
Yeah. Jamie listing girls' names that are related to flowers. It's almost on par with that time we listed things that have bears in, which is a By the Power favourite. If you haven't seen that episode, it's me listing cartoons with bears in, because there are a lot of cartoons with bears in. At least, I think, 15 cartoons with bears in. And then somebody said, oh yeah, name them. And we got about 15 in, I think. We still haven't watched Rupert the Bear cartoon, which I'm disappointed about. For those of you, you obviously can't see, James is doing a really puzzled face about 15 cartoons with bears in. He again wants to ask, what are the 15 cartoons with bears in? You can tell. You can tell he wants to go again. There are never 15 cartoons with bears in. What are they? He also doesn't realise he's muted, I'm guessing. For the last 4 minutes.
Oh, I guess some brilliant A-Team jokes then as well. Oh, yeah. Firing them on.
It's okay,
like,
go for it. What was your best one?
I've done them now. It's
not the same at the moment, is it?
Yeah, I can't recreate the vibe.
Well, we've barely managed to record an hour episode today, but it is time to talk about what's coming next. And it's not some weird Jamie James doppelganger that can wank itself off, but still feel like it's somebody else. I know, a bonus, Jamie, for you there, of having a conjoined twin type thing, that you never have to wank yourself off.
Would that be one of us pre-wanking you off?
Wanking me off?
Yeah, if you went with that option of having
I was talking about you and James, not me. James is filthy. He'd let anybody wank him off. Wouldn't you, James?
Yep. Definitely.
That was a benefit to James of being the one with a...
But we can say no, right? If we wake up in this version of James and we've been joined on to him,
I think he'd be very convincing, wouldn't he?
Yeah, don't take no for an answer, really.
What's your sales pick, James? How do you, what's your sales pitch to get us to wank you off?
go on,
go on. Yeah, you want to?
Go on. Yeah, you want to?
I'm rock on.
You could return the favour.
Yeah, of course. Should be rude not to.
Yeah,
I suppose you've got to give it. You got to give it multiple choice at once, right? Yeah, you've got two choices. You can wank me off, or I need a shit, and you can wipe me arse. What's your preference?
Did I say no to both?
How
would
you force them to wipe your arse?
Force their hand down there. That's how you usually do it.
Getting a bit rapey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks for that, James. Typical. It's Kane's choice.
It is.
Kane's Choice is a good name for a film, I think.
Kane's Choice is going to pick a cartoon to watch, and I think it's going to be A-Team and Mr. T.
I think Kane has been inspired and is going to choose a cartoon that's a remake of some existing media.
Ooh.
Go on, Kane. What have you got for us?
We are going to go with Doug.
Ooh, good choice.
What?
Doug.
Doug.
Ooh, Doug.
Just keep saying Doug to Jamie.
Good choice. Yeah,
it's something what I've watched a lot as a kid, but I can't actually remember what it's about.
It's a bit weird,
it's about Doug. Yeah, I
remember it's about Doug.
Yeah, but, Doug's not as weird as the bloke with the green face and the Mohican.
Yeah.
He's in Doug. Person.
Yeah.
And he's got a mate who's,
a vampire.
Weird looking as well.
And there's that girl who's named after food.
Not a plant.
No, just food. I think mayonnaise.
Lasagna.
No, mayonnaise.
I was thinking of lasagna.
Something mayonnaise.
Patty mayonnaise, I've just looked.
Patty mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
That sounds grim.
What does?
Pate and patty mayonnaise mixed together.
No, patty, like an American style patty. P-A-T-T-I, not pate. Yeah. You savages. Pate and mayonnaise does sound gross.
Pate.
Pate. Which would you prefer? Salad cream or mayonnaise?
Depends on the occasion.
What are we having it with you?
Only one left. You've got to choose which one survives.
Mayonnaise. More voiced versus
mayonnaise. Mayonnaise.
Yeah. I were always a salad cream guy up until turning into an adult. Then I went to a mayonnaise and I matured a little
bit. What, Kane? I'm with you on that one, mate. I'm exactly with
you. Would you have a mayonnaise and crisp sandwich?
Oh.
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
But salad cream and crisp sandwich is quite a popular thing, isn't it?
Never tried that either.
Okay. Fair enough.
Doug.
I remember Doug.
Doug.
I remember what it looks like, but I can't remember anything about the cartoon.
It looks like an old man dressed as a kid.
Yeah. Weird nose. Has got a weird, like big nose.
Was he?
Maybe.
You wear like a cardigan.
Pullover, like a brownie green pullover, right?
Good choice, Ben. Interesting. Have you chosen an episode already?
I've not, no.
Not that one where Doug gets magically attached to his best friend and they wank each other off, is it?
Where Doug forces him to.
Yeah, it was banned in 17
Doug
countries.
Doug says, look, if you don't wank me off... You're going to wipe your fucking arse.
Does it work?
Yeah, every time.
Go on then, you've convinced me. I'll wank you off. Go on then.
Why not?
Would you rather wank somebody off or wipe their arse?
Depends who.
Wipe their arse.
And on that note, it is time to end the podcast.
I'll take us out. Tweet us and social media links are at By the Power Pod. Our website is www.bythepower.net. All our backdated episodes are on there. And also, most podcasts will charge you to listen by Patreon for the old stuff. All our stuff is on there. So give it a listen if you haven't. Email us at bythepowerpod@gmail.com.
Can we fact check that before we get
most do.
Most
do,
podcasts
though,
charge you to listen.
The old one, absolutely.
Do they?
The like last 10. Will be on there, but no, a lot of the
I've
old
never
ones
seen a podcast that does that.
Yeah.
Can you name three, Jamie? Go.
I could. American Football 49ers 1, American Football 49ers 2, and American Football 49ers 3. A lot of them. And Jim Harold does it. So Jim Harold, who does the Jim Harold is
American Football
phenomenal.
49ers commentator.
No. Jim Harold does he does one called Campfire, which is all people telling ghost stories and things like that, and he does a lot of something called Paranormal Podcast. He's very, very good. He does that with his older ones.
That's what I would say. Don't listen to him.
But recommendations and reviews would be nice. We haven't had any reviews for some time. So
thank
us
for giving you our previous episodes for free.
Yeah. And we're not going to ask. Yeah, we're not going to ask you to wipe us off as wankers off. But if you want to buy us a coffee, there's buymeacoffee.com. You know what? That's a good point, actually.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised it's someone to do with the paranormal. He's trying to extort people out of money. Shocking.
That's a good one, Bess. Yeah. I like that.
Bess is on fire. We've waited three seasons and 10 episodes for James to say something witty.
You forget my joke every week, Stu.
That's not witty, that's hilarious.
True.
Yeah. Jamie, thank you for seeing us out. Much appreciated. Your professionalism is always respected by the Power crew. Me, anyway. James, goodbye.
Okay.
It's a weird order. What we changed the order in.
I wondered if James might just say goodbye reflexively. It's goodbye for me.
It's bonjour for myself.
Peace from me.
Goodbye.
And I've got a joke for you. An A-team based joke, because you were asking so nicely.
Not Mr. T, though.
Not Mr. T specifically.
Would
the tea bag.
Who played Hannibal?
George Peppard.
Thank you.
Who
played
Murdoch.
Harley Mad Murdoch.
This whole episode has just been us asking for plants or A-team characters.
Oh, why can't I forget his name?
Come on, you must know, because he was in...
I do know, he's in Star Trek.
He was in Star Trek, yeah.
Oh. Dwight Schultz. Nice.
Yes, correct.
Schultz.
Who played Hulk Hogan in the A-team?
Terry something or other. Terry, I can't remember his surname.
Terry Bollier, yeah.
Yeah.
Good one, Jamie. Your wrestling knowledge almost got you over the line there.
Nearly. I was halfway there.
That's because James' real name isn't Hulk Hogan.
No.
Yeah. I'm surprised, to be fair.
I'm surprised he's not legally changed his name to Hulk Hogan, though.
Don't WWE own the name Hulk Hogan or something?
Do they?
I don't know. They normally do that kind of shit.
He goes by Terry Hulk Hogan, doesn't he, when he's...
Yeah. They do now do that shit, WWE, but back then they didn't. And I think that's one of the reasons they do it now.
Didn't Ultimate Warrior change his name?
Yeah, he did it. Yeah,
it's All Right Warrior.
I think he legally changed his name to be Ultimate Warrior so he could...
That'd be the British one, wouldn't it? The All Right Warrior.
Yeah,
it's a good point. Warrior. We still, though, haven't done the WWF cartoon with Jamie and Kane.
I know. Huge, I'm shocked by that.
Huge... oiled, naked, sweaty men touching each other, fans. I'm surprised we haven't done the WWF cartoon yet. What was it? Hulk Hogan's cartoon, wasn't it?
Super Friends or something like that, wasn't
I think
it?
That's a different something. One, but yeah, something like that.
Was that was actually the Spider-Man? Was it Spider-Man and Super Friends?
Spider-Man is Amazing Friends.
Super Friends is the
DC ones, isn't it? Super Friends with Batman, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman.
Anyway.
Yeah. Have you got a joke for us?
Yeah, go on.
Come on.
What do you call the Christian?